Chester by Chester. Dear readers, I apologize for Chester's behavior in my mail story. Sorry for the advice. Sincerely, Melody Wade.
Blah, blah, blah.
Chester, not really written and illustrated by Melody Wade. Once upon a time, there was a mouse. He lived in a house in the country. So the mouse packed his bags and went on a trip very, very far away. And we never saw him again. So Chester moved in and made a few changes to his new place. My curtains, Chester's chair, Chester's home sweet home. But the mouse returned home. Oh, yes. Did I mention he brought back a really big souvenir with teeth? Back to the story. Once upon a time, there was a mouse. He lived in Chester and moved out of the way. He lived in the country with his vegetarian dog, who only ate carrots. Then Melody begged Chester to write a better story, and it goes something like this. Once upon a time, there was me. Chester stands for charming, handsome, envy of mouse, smart, talented, envy of Melody, really handsome. Chester lived in Chesterville, where mice weren't allowed. It was a beautiful day. Until it started to rain. Now, as I was saying, once upon a time, there was a mouse. He lived in a house in the country. And he lived happily ever after. I can't work like this. Chester, this is where I draw the line. Nope, I'm drawing the line. Do not cross this line. Keep out, Chester said. Chester, that's enough. Hand over the marker this instant. Chester's busy. Hi, I'm Melanie Wade, and I am very angry. Hello, I am boring and jealous of Chester. Chester, I'm warning you. Hand over the marker and apologize. Before I count to three. One, two, three. And 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. La, la, la. All right, Chester, you want your own story? You want to be the star of this book? Well, get ready. Here it is. Finally. Once upon a time, there was a cat named Chester. He lived in a house in the country. Chester was a very handsome cat, especially when he was wearing a pink. You wouldn't. Doo-doo. Now it's personal.